This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversation about the issues of the day. Is today a normal day? Well, I guess we'll figure that out as we go through the stories, the conversations that matter with the ladies that matter to me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen, looking at the new Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Okay, ladies?
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Well, these are the names in the news. Sue Bird, Brianna Stewart, Tia Cooper, if that's how you pronounce her name, Dee Dee Richards, all posing in swimsuits for the latest Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Do you know who these ladies are?
I know who Sue Bird is. WNBA legend, yep.
So they're all.
Yeah, right. I knew I knew that name.
And they're all WNBA players, all of them, on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Does this make any difference, or is this culturally kind of, are we gone? This is like Playboy. It's the past and not the present. Who looks at the cover of Sports Illustrated, or who waits for the cover of the swimsuit issue anymore? Does anybody look at that?
Well, the swimsuit issue is the only thing they print anymore.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, so.
It is still a big deal?
Well, I think of all the issues of Sports Illustrated, you're actually going to have that one in your hand if you wanted to. You know, it's like actually in print. So I'm sure for them it's still a big deal.
Yeah,
isn't this the one where nobody knows, whenever they do the photo shoot of everybody that's inside the magazine, nobody knows who makes the cover until the cover comes out?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was Time Magazine with the man of the year, the person
no,
of the year.
No, I think SI does that too.
Oh, really? Okay.
And you're thinking of People magazine, the most beautiful or whatever. That
Sexiest
every
man
year.
Of the year.
Sexiest
yeah,
man.
I think they do know, because remember, there's a lot of, like, ribbing between people, like, oh, George Clooney again. You know, I think they know who it's going to be.
They do. All right, other names in the news. Here's a name that I'm sure you all recognize. Sergei Andreev. You know who he is, right?
Got covered in paint. Oh, that guy.
That is correct. Good for you, Jennifer. The Russian ambassador to Poland was splashed with red paint. He went to a cemetery for a service. Soviet soldiers who died during World War II are there. He had red paint all over his face and his clothing. Demonstrators who were out there protesting the Russians going into Ukraine were all around him. They carried Ukrainian flags. I'm surprised they didn't splash yellow and blue paint on him, right? That would have been more effective.
Oh, no. If you saw these images of him covered in red, it was very effective.
Blood. Yeah, isn't that symbolic of the blood?
Okay, yeah, the blood. All right. So that, all right. Okay. Anyway, it's, listen, people need to be expressive. Nothing wrong with that. Here's another name in the news. The passing of Mickey Gilley has been noted. He was the guy that was the urban cowboy, remember? He was the man that inspired that movie, which that was a real cultural. I don't know whether it affected you, but in my era, I keep talking about my era versus your era. But anyway, Mickey Gilley and the urban cowboy was a big thing in 1980. He was 86 years old. He'd been on the road. He's like Willie Nelson. He was out all the time. Entertaining. He was lived in Branson, where he had shows. A lot of these older stars have lived and moved into Branson because they can perform there. He came from Mississippi, was raised in Louisiana. A lot of the people in his country and his family were in show business. But his cousin was Jimmy Swaggart. I found that. Jerry Lee Lewis and Jimmy Swaggart were related. Do you know that?
I did
think
not.
About
I,
it
did,
now.
I know that now.
Yeah.
He was Jimmy Swaggart. Well, if you can't say something good about somebody, you don't say anything good about him. You wonder how close they were, though, given that Jerry Lee Lewis was one of the biggest leches in rock music, and Jimmy Swaggart is one of the biggest leches in televangelism, so maybe it's in the family. At any rate, Gilly had a lot of number one country hits. He did a version of Stand By Me that was actually pretty good. But he had 17 number one hits. And then he had this nightclub named Gilly's, which was a big place for all of the people who wanted to entertain there. I never was in there.
Do you know that just sunk in for me?
What did?
So Mickey Gilly was Gilly's.
Yeah. Hello.
I don't know why that never connected. The synapse.
Where is Gilly's? Where is Gilly's?
So Gilly's, the big one, is in Texas, but yeah. I've never been to that one, but they put them in Vegas, and yeah. I used to always go to Gilly's. The last time I was there, I think it's in Treasure Island. I think it's still there, and it's really fun. I mean, they don't just play country music. They play everything, but it's a fun place to go. And
John Travolta, as Chuck would say, John Travolta. Played Mickey Gilly in Urban Cowboy. His character was based on Mickey Gilly, let's put it that way. That was a very unlikely role, too, for Travolta. It just kind of shows you, as an aside, how good Travolta is as an actor. He can play a heavy, he can play a crazy man, he can play somebody like this.
He can play a woman.
Yes.
And then turn Vlad in Hairspray.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking of what you can play, there's an interesting interview out. Tina Fey has been interviewed, and she and Amy Poehler were asked, this is sort of gossip in a show called, on Netflix called Conversation. She was asked, by whom were you hit upon, the most unusual hit that she had from a star? And her answer was kind of surprising. Kevin Spacey. She said,
really?
Tried to hit. Yeah.
Was she just mistaking him being friendly?
No, apparently not. She was very convincing in the story that she tells. You can read the article. Very interesting how, you know, they were kibitzing about their love life. And
so he's going to be a charmer, because of all the people I've interviewed in my life, he's my favorite still, and I know that's controversial to say, but I spent like an hour talking to the guy, and maybe it's just that he's charming. Maybe he's charming with everybody.
Well, maybe he's bisexual. That could be.
I don't know about that.
No?
He seems pretty planted on his side of the aisle.
What a great way of... You have such a wonderful way with words, Jennifer. Planted on his side of the aisle, playing for the other team. Anyway, they met. Spacey hosted SNL in 2006 when Tina Fey was big there. And it was then that he hit on her, she said. That was, anyway.
Well, he was still very closeted in 2006.
He
really, he really didn't get outed, like, publicly until all the trial stuff happened.
Hmm.
And then he kind of was forced to confront that.
I told you he lived in Uri Geller's apartment in Waterloo Station when he was running the old Vic in England. And we met him coming off that he
loved that job, by the way. That's what
we
spent a ton of time talking about.
Yeah.
How his love for the theater and the fact that he loved doing that. And he wasn't making any money, I don't think, doing it. He was just doing it as a passion project. And,
Yep. All right, around the country, states are cutting taxes to help people cope with the rising prices. Have you known that? Well, I don't think in California. Probably shouldn't ask Jennifer that, because they're clueless about cutting taxes. They don't know even what that means.
So they'll give you $200 back at the end of the year and think that that's suffice for paying thousands of dollars to live here.
But won't these cuts make inflation worse when you get right down to understanding the causes of inflation? I mean, look at all the $5.7 billion that was spent during the pandemic, and they've now just shut down. For example, the EIDL line is being shut down on May 16th, the end of anybody who had an EIDL loan, which is something that was set forth helping a lot of small businesses. I used it, and the interest rate is like 3% on it, and you can pay for it over 30 years. That was a big help. So I guess that's ending, and other programs are ending, but now the government wants to do. See, I when you think about this stuff and you hear Bernie Sanders say, we got to pay for everybody's college, where the hell does the money come from? Okay, it's a great idea, I suppose. manner of speaking. It goes over well, gets your political points, but is there anybody that's practical enough to ask the question, hello, where does the money come from? It comes, well, it just gets printed, I guess, much like
printed.
Anything else.
Yeah. Look at how well that works. Keep printing.
Yeah, right. All right, so here we have a lot of evangelical churches are beginning to preach on Roe v. Wade. Have you seen any of that in any of the areas where you are? Jay, you're in Cleveland now. Anything, any local reports of ministers going off on Roe v. Wade and politicians who are on one side or another? I don't know.
Nothing,
I always wondered.
Nothing that's like in your face that I've noticed yet, but I'm sure there are. It seems like every state has some somewhere.
Yeah.
I've seen some statements on social media from some surprising sources like pastors who are, you know, defending Roe v. Wade. But, I mean, I'm in New Jersey, so I don't know. Where
excuse me. Say that again,
are.
Victoria. Pastors who are supporting Roe v. Wade?
Yes. Yeah. There are some pretty surprising, you know, I mean, we know the religious aspect always kind of comes into that debate. But,
yes.
But there are, you know, several pastors who've made statements saying that this is, you know, that they support a woman's right to govern her own body. And, you know, it's I'm sure the Catholics are never going to say that, or Catholic Church. Well, I think it's unusual just from, I think one of them was a Baptist preacher and one was a Methodist, and I forget what the other one was. But
so does this have relevance? I mean, thinking about, you just mentioned
to the congregation,
priests.
Perhaps.
So do people still pay attention, Jennifer, in church to homilies that are delivered by the priests, or is it just
absolutely
music?
It's the reason you go to church, I think.
And they have credibility.
But it was pretty unfortunate over the weekend. I don't know if you guys saw the footage, but a bunch of pro-choice activists like stormed through Our Lady of Angels in Los Angeles, which is where the LA Diocese is, and were getting pretty violent and had to be removed because the parishioners had to. It was just gross. It was a bad altercation. People getting kicked out. I mean, churches were stormed all weekend long. So I'm sure, look, everybody has an opinion. Unfortunately, the violence is probably not going to convince or change anybody's
ugly.
Mind.
Nah, not going to. Say hi to David Edgar, new listener, Beatrice Ryan, Mark Yogan, all listening to the DJV program. You can download our discussions. We have lots of recaps of the stories. Matter of fact, most recent podcast has Jennifer reviewing her week last week at Mar-a-Lago, also talking about the plastics pollution problem, Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Gray, all of that stuff in the recent DJVshow.com podcast. You can find it at DJVshow.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body that constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for us to once again in this hour get at the things that are trending on social media from Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, courtesy of the research done by Jay Kirshner. Jay does the research on things like this. Victoria does the technology research. Jennifer is the person who researches what's going on with the lunatic fringe in our country. So it's good. Everybody's got their own
light and life.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, Queen Elizabeth has been much the focus this past week or so. I was surprised that it was Harry and Meghan didn't go to this, right? Did I read that someplace they weren't invited to go to the Queen's celebration?
They're invited, but I don't think they're going to be standing next to her. Is that what you read? Maybe?
Oh, the Platinum Jubilee, that's happening next month.
Yeah, but they're not going to that. They weren't invited.
They are going, Doug. I just said they are invited. They are going.
Just because you
not
said it, Victoria, doesn't mean that I believe.
Well, then Google it, because you can read about it. Oh, it's been everywhere.
Oh, really?
That's prophesizing that they will not.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And while you're at it, can you please give us tonight's lotto numbers?
Yeah.
Right, tonight's lotto numbers are 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 6, 19, and 22. Okay.
Now. Right, so Queen Elizabeth became the longest ruling monarch in UK history back in September 2015. So she has been sitting pretty in that slot for a while. But now she reached another milestone. She is the third longest reigning monarch in the world, in world history.
Mm-hmm.
She has been queen for 70 years, 92 days. She surpassed Johann II of Liechtenstein, who ruled for 70 years, 91 days.
I remember
days.
Him. Don't you remember him? Yeah.
Well,
apparently he just died in 2016, so we should all know who he is,
yeah,
but I've never heard of him.
Well, so, okay, if Queen Elizabeth...
Where is Liechtenstein?
It's one of those places like
New Mexico.
Monaco.
It's right near New Mexico.
It's in Europe. 34 more days, and she will move up again, take the second spot from Thailand's king, Bamingbol Adulyadej, and
nice
then
job.
She has I Googled that. Thank you.
And say that again. That was cool.
Bobby Ball Odulia Day, also known as Bonnie Ball the Great. And she has a few more years to go to surpass France's King Louis. Is that the 14th? XIV. Yes. Who ruled for 72 years, 100.
Wait a minute. They didn't teach you Roman numerals in school?
They did. I just looking at it. Hey, I was still riding high on Bami Bala Julia Day.
Yeah, that's so impressive.
Yes. And then my mind went blank with the Roman numerals.
You're allowed.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. So
yeah. So it's just like one thing after another with Queen Elizabeth. She is a boss.
Yeah, she is. And so is Bami Bala Julia Day. I wanted to try my hand at that myself. Okay, let's see. Brittany's getting married in the morning or at one point during the day. They've actually set a date, right?
Yes. Her fiancé, Sam Asghari, had announced that the wedding date is set. However, it will be kept a secret and nobody will know until the day after.
Good luck.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's a lofty ambition to be Britney Spears and have a secret wedding, but
well,
good luck.
It seems like it might be coming up because she had already announced back in the fall that Donatella Versace would be doing her wedding dress. And there has been a lot of visits. People are seeing Donatella at Britney's estate in California a lot more frequently lately. So it's coming up. It has to be.
I wonder who gets invited.
Aren't you
Not
invited?
Her family.
Not the family. That's who else gets invited. His whole family.
Who's not invited. There it is. That's the list. Who's not invited. It's 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices in the United States are higher than ever. Today's AAA station survey finding the national average price for regular is $4.37 a gallon. The price shot up a nickel a gallon Monday and is 17 cents a gallon higher than last Tuesday. As far as the national average hitting that $5 a gallon mark, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells MSNBC,
I still think that $5 is improbable, but it's not impossible.
A deadly wildfire in New Mexico is finally contained. It sparked nearly a month ago, killing an elderly couple and destroying more than 200 homes. But there's no break for crews. They're still battling six other fires, including the biggest in the nation. That one's expected to be contained by July. Arizona firefighters also fighting four large wildfires. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As pro-abortion groups continue to protest outside the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices, Congress is taking action.
The Senate unanimously passed a bill that would extend protections to immediate family members of the Supreme Court. The bill was introduced by Texas Republican John Cornyn and Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons days after Politico published a leaked draft decision written by Justice Samuel Alito that would strike down Roe versus Wade. That prompted immediate protests outside of the Supreme Court and plans for protests outside of the homes of the conservative justices. The bill would give around-the-clock security to family members in line with what some executive and congressional officials receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Pilots for Alaska Airlines are voting on a strike. Voting opened on Monday and ends May 25th. Contract negotiations between the airline and pilots are at a standstill. The Airline Pilots Association saying the company has failed to meet demands for better pay and scheduling. The union saying it won't stop until pilots get a contract they deserve. An escaped inmate could be back behind bars in Alabama as soon as Wednesday. He was caught Monday in Indiana with a corrections officer accused of helping him walk out of a jail 11 days ago. But Vicky White is now dead. Authorities say she killed herself after a high-speed chase. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a nice time of the day, 34 after the hour. Today's news, the issues of the day, that's what we're talking about here as usual on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm happy to be Doug Steffen. I've always pretty much been happy to be Doug Steffen. Only a few times when I thought, I'd like to be somebody else. If you could be somebody else, who would you want to be, Jennifer?
Who would I want to be? Someone else? I don't think I'd want to be anybody else.
No, okay.
I mean, there's always different aspects, right? Gosh, I wish I had that house or that job or, you know, that kind of stuff. But I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be with the people I'm with if I weren't me.
That's what I always think, too. You wouldn't know the people that you know as you are if you were somebody else.
Yeah.
Totally agree with that.
I like Jay always comes back with something like that.
Right, no, I'm just echoing what Jen said. That was brilliant, Jen.
Thanks. Another brilliant moment, courtesy of Jennifer Horn. Thank you very much,
Jennifer. I must rest. I must have 24 hours.
Rest for the half hour off.
You can only churn out one at a time.
No, nope. Right. That hamster doesn't run that fast anymore.
All right, Victoria, how about you?
Oh, same thing. I don't want to be anybody else.
Good. All right, well, I guess it's universal.
How about you?
Me?
Yeah, you never answer your own questions.
You want to be Jim Bohannon or Rush Limbaugh or somebody?
Yeah, who do you want to be?
Well, I guess that I've picked my own, you know, we are who we are, and I picked my choices in life have not necessarily been things I've thought a lot about. In terms of radio, I just started when I was 17, and I just stuck with it because I liked it. I didn't plan at 17 to have a 57-year career in that business. I've always liked being on the farm, loved being around the animals. It seemed to be natural for me, so that's what I've stuck with. I've stuck with a lot of things, but I didn't really plan. I haven't really made a plan. Perhaps if I did, I would have done differently. Limbaugh and I started at the same time. We both had the same opportunity, but we didn't have the same sort of drive and we didn't have the same faculties. And so it ended up differently. And that's okay. I think you end up where you're supposed to be anyway. I would hope at a certain point that people realize that. And so it just is, I have so much to be thankful for in the way that I live and with whom I am associated and how my children are and health and well-being and all that stuff. And I think those are the important things. I think you waste a lot of time. I think the effort here, the reason that I brought this, the exercise up, is because, and you did well with it, the three of you. It wasn't a test necessarily, but I think you ask yourself, am I happy with who I am? And if the answer is yes, great. If you aren't, then the only person that can do anything about it is you. And so you do something to change your status in life if you think you want to. A lot of it comes, you know, what I've found with people, a lot of times people are, you know, they sort of get the approach to life from their name. Doug came to me while I was in school. My name is not Douglas, not Doug. My given name is Dudley. And so when people in college started trying to find a nickname for me, it was Dud. And that became Doug when people weren't listening carefully, so it just kind of stuck. Seemed to make more sense. I'm looking at the survey of the most common baby names. Every year since 1880, the Social Security Administration has tracked the names given to newborns. What do you think the most common name is now for women, young girls, babies?
It's got to be Olivia, Sophia, or that's Emma, it. Or Emma.
Olivia,
yes, I was going to say something with the A at the end.
That's really good. Olivia, number one for the third year in a row. So, okay, what's the most common name for boys being named babies? For babies?
Something with an N at the end.
With a what?
An N, like Logan or Jackson or
Well, you're off by one consonant. It's M. The last letter is a four-letter.
Liam. Liam.
It is Liam. Did you see the same list?
No, I just know what's really popular right now.
Liam is interesting because it's Hebrew and Irish, so it kind of covers a lot of bases, but it has become very popular again.
Yeah. Well, my newest grandson's named Jasper. I don't think you see too many of them around. Although it sort of fits him to a T.
Is that a family name? I forgot to.
Jasper?
I asked you that.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where did they come up with that?
Brendan has because he's a writer, he looks for unusual names in the stories that he writes. And in some way, Jasper showed up, and I'm not sure why. It hasn't been something that we've talked about. It just because every time you look at him, he looks like a Jasper. It's like, don't you think he does? Like, Miles looks like a Miles. Whatever that looks like, it sort of feels like comfort. Do you look like your name, or does your name become you? Back to that same scenario. Do Victoria
Sometimes
think you look like a Victoria?
I don't know, but everyone tells me I do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard to tell when it's yourself, but sometimes it's really hard for me to remember someone's name if they don't look like their name. Like, I have the hardest time with that. It's one of those things where I'm constantly calling people the wrong name because they just don't, like, I've renamed them and I just can't go to their real name.
In Jay's case, her given name is Jessica. I don't know. I don't know whether I think you look like a Jessica or you look like a Jay.
I don't. Well, I've only ever really been called Jessica if it's kind of professional reasons or I was in
family.
Trouble. Ever
Your mother
since I was
called
little,
you
I,
Jessica.
No. I was family calls me. I've always been called Jay, J-A-Y. I didn't change the Y to an I in college. That was so stupid. But Jay or Jessica.
Cute. I like it. It's a difference.
Well, but
different.
so many people call me Jai. Like I should have picked an E instead of the I. But Jesse is a big one. A lot of people still call me Jesse. My friends' parents call me Jesse. I have a lot of family that still call me Jesse.
Just call me Jesse. All right. There's a picture that Victoria found of what looks like a puppy dog. She sent this around and we're looking at it, and I fell for it. It looked like a cute puppy dog. It ends up being a coyote pup. And then I turned my attention to a gun because coyotes are extraordinarily dangerous and destructive on the farm. But you look at this little guy, and he looks very cute.
Oh, he's so cute.
He is, yeah. And so can you domesticate animals? Somebody spotted an otter. Do you know what an otter is? O-T-T-E-R? I didn't think so.
Like, I mean, I've heard
sea otter?
Well, they're water creatures, yes. Sea otters, but mostly they're found in rivers. They're in fresh water.
Right.
And for the first time in 100 years,
aren't
an otter
aren't they, like,
was
related to a beaver?
Yes. They have flatter tails, yes. They kind of look like a beaver. I'm not sure that I think they're as destructive as beavers are. Beavers are very destructive. But these, and the otters usually live in Canada.
Beavers are nature's engineers. They build dams.
Oh,
they
smart.
Do a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. But they also ruin, they create wetlands where there isn't any. Excuse me, or there wasn't any before. And then the environment says, I've got to have its wetlands. We got to save a two-headed turtle that's over there. Yeah. Anyway, the otter that is in the Detroit River, first time one's been there for over 100 years. Normally they're on the Canadian side, and the St. Lawrence Seaway is where they are. But the reason I bring it up is because there are a lot of these types of animals that are migrating, or they're getting to a place where, in the case of the coyote, where you will find these pups around at this time of year especially, because they don't have, you know, they're all being pushed out of their natural habitat because people come in, build houses, and put up buildings, and these guys go away. They have no place to live. And it's interesting because they're called indicator species. That is, you can track what's going on with humanity by looking at where these animals are going. Same can be said for bobcats, things that normally are or beings that are normally in a certain place. Now you don't find them in those places. You find them in other places because they're just moving, trying to find some place to be comfortable, much as anything else. I thought that was interesting, the way they travel around. Speaking of travel, there's an American woman who's been in the hospital in the Bahamas because of, this is at the Sandals Resort.
She's the lucky one because the other one's died.
Dead, right. This is going to be great PR for Sandals. So what actually, has anybody figured out what the problem is?
We don't know yet.
Convulsions, trauma?
I think the woman who has been airlifted to Miami from the Bahamas, she's still in the hospital. I think that she woke up feeling paralyzed. And so, but then as the police at the resort were called to go, there was a guy who was unresponsive. They're on their way to that villa, they get another call that a couple has been found unresponsive. So the woman was dead in bed and the husband was slouched up against the bathroom wall.
Ooh.
And so three people have been pronounced dead on the scene. And then the fourth woman, like Jen said, is the lucky one. So far, she's still alive. But it feels very similar to all of the bootleg alcohol that was killing people in Mexico and the Dominican Republic. Remember that story a couple years ago?
Yeah. You just don't expect to get it at Sandals because it's a high-end five-star resort where that kind of stuff shouldn't happen. They were also saying that could be something in the air ducts. They were looking at that as like a poisoning in the room through the air ducts. But
And didn't all of them or some of them showed signs of convulsions?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that kind of makes me feel like that's something that they ingested rather than breathed in. But yeah, it's a really bizarre story, and so now I'm sure Sandals is in a panic because, like Jen said, it's a high end resort for couples only. This one couple who died was celebrating.
They have their own air force.
Yeah.
They send planes into the cities to just bring people to their resorts. Yeah, that's not good for them.
Well, I think, you know, people spend a little more money to upgrade their experience now because of the story a few years ago where the bootleg alcohol was making people sick and killing people. So, you know, now what are they going to do?
Amtrak launching new service, make it easier for those of you who are in, like, Virginia, down Washington, New York, excuse me, to go to Western Massachusetts, the Berkshire Fly. I think they used to do this before, but it's a train that you get on one train, go up to New York from Virginia, and then you get on another one, goes to Pittsfield, starts in July, operates in the weekend. You know, Amtrak is also going to do, I'm not sure whether it's the local version, the track between Framingham, my hometown, and down in to Gillette Stadium. They spent a couple of million bucks redoing the track so that they could run trains down there on Sundays to the games. This is going through every little town. I just think it'd be kind of a cool thing. Excuse me. For the first time today, I'm feeling allergies. Can you hear it in my voice?
Yes.
This is very late for me, and it's the first time I've actually
pollen count in New Jersey, we've had alerts for the last couple of days that it's so high, so I had to start taking some Allegra again because I was just sneezing. It was one sneezing fit after another.
Yeah, I sneezed 14 times yesterday. I'm driving, and I can hardly
pop
see.
A pill. But who's counting?
Where I was going. Anyway, so Amtrak's doing that.
Well, this is cool for New Yorkers because the Berkshires are so popular right now.
Yeah.
Everybody from New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, they all want to go to the Berkshires. So it's
all
a four-hour train ride for the weekend.
Yeah, all the farms in western Massachusetts that aren't being used for agriculture are being bought up by New Yorkers who want, as you're just suggesting, to go up there on the weekends. 48 after on the DJV show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now at 53 past the hour, DJV Health Time, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to go through a number of things that perhaps need a practical answer. Maybe a few medical questions, yes, that you have, I have. We'll give you some leads here. Brought to you by Calitrin. Interesting news from Calitrin about a new choice for healthy weight loss. I'll explain that in a little bit. First of all, calcium supplements may raise your risk for heart valve problems. I had that conversation with our other doctor, DJV Healther, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and I really wanted to get your input.
Sure.
Because you've put me on calcium supplements, the stuff that we get from Standard Process, calcium, and then vitamin D. But Ken seems to think that there's a little bit of an eensy-meensy change in one of the heart valves, the big aortic valve, and he thought, you know, he asked me how much calcium I took, and I told him what I take at your advice. And so he thinks I ought not to take calcium supplements, at least not as much as I was before. So is there, I guess the bottom line question here, Jack, is too much too much? How do you know when you're taking too much calcium?
Well, it depends on the form of the calcium. You know, if you had a $350,000 car, what kind of gasoline would you put in it? It makes all the difference as to the form of the calcium. And the most common calcium out there in the marketplace is calcium carbonate. And yep. Calcium carbonate is what the mountains of the Rockies are made out of. And there's a reason why those mountains are still there and don't get washed away every year with the spring rain. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult for that kind of calcium to dissolve and has a tendency to accumulate inside the body. The only calcium I recommend is calcium lactate, the kind of calcium that occurs in green leafy vegetables. But you can get calcium lactate, as I've suggested you get, from Standard Process. But it's also how much of calcium's antagonist do you have, which is phosphorus, which keeps the calcium in solution, but also cataplex F. Cataplex F is absolutely essential. It's a concentrated essential fatty acid mixture in a pill form. And what it does is it takes calcium out of the bloodstream and puts it into the tissues. And when we have a lot of vitamin D and a lot of calcium, you're going to get calcium buildup in the heart. Ken's absolutely correct about that. Uh-huh. The thing that in the story that's missing is how do you get the calcium out of the bloodstream into the tissues? And that's what essential fatty acids is for. Uh-huh. And that's where you want. You want the calcium in the tissues. You don't want it building up in the bloodstream. The bloodstream is just a delivery system. It's
so
just a bus.
The essential fatty acid. That's what you're
yes.
talking about, right?
Yeah. And so I take calcium every day, but I take a lot of Cataplex F every day, too, to make sure the calcium does not build up in the bloodstream or the heart.
I do as well.
Yeah.
All right. Why shouldn't you brush your teeth after you drink coffee is a question from somebody. Brushing your teeth after coffee, people think that combats stains, gets rid of coffee breath. Makes sense, but there's a new idea around suggesting that brushing right after could damage your teeth. Why would that be? Is it the acid that's in the coffee?
Well, yes, the acidic nature of the coffee itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you and then it depends on the hardness of the brush. I mean, there's always a story behind the story. And so my dentist is absolutely adamant about a soft toothbrush.
Yes,
never use a firm or hard one.
Right.
And the soft one is basically to bathe the tooth. But your chewing of your food also bathes the tooth. The real trick is to make sure you floss and you don't get a bacterial buildup inside
Very
the gum.
Very important.
Yeah.
And you
That's more
stuff.
Important than brushing.
When you floss, you look at the, when you, at least when I do it at night, you know, a couple of places where food gets caught between your teeth. But you can also see other little things like plaque. If you look carefully at it, and that's
exactly.
bad for your system. You don't want.
Yeah, and then try to use the cotton string type. You know, they've got these super lubricated nylon
yes.
or tile. You want the cotton one. You want the one the dentists use on you, which is a kind of a cotton string, because it has more grit between the gum and the tooth.
Okay. I have to remember that. Ken. Jack, brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin has a new delivery system they've had for 25 years. They've had a liquid and they've had a capsule. Now they have a powder that you can mix with a drink before you go to bed. Pretty exciting because it tastes good and works well. That's what you want after you've worked hard to lose all that weight. Now it's time for you to keep it off. And because Mother's Day has just passed, the folks at Calitrin for a couple of weeks have a Mother's Day special. Buy three, get three free. Mix the powder, the capsules, the liquid if you want. Take it every night at the same time, and you will find that the weight that you worked hard to lose will stay gonzo. Check it out. Go to toploss.com, their website. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.